Welcome back to the Early Morning Late Show. Bill Arnold here. Say, I have had a long-time relationship with Dr. Mark Wickstrom. He's the pastor of Community Lutheran Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm not saying that I'm old, but I was in Mark's youth group, so that must mean he's old. But I say that with love. He's on our studio line this morning. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Bill. And you aren't old, and neither am I.
Good defense. Yeah, but we do go back a long time, and I was always so drawn to your ministry and your love for kids and the way you had such an impact on so many people. And I know I have several friends listening that are friends of yours as well, guys like Jack and Joe and guys that we were in Bible studies together as kids, and you just loved every kid where they were at and had time for everybody. So can I just sit and gush a little bit?
You know, I'm going to let you do that. Feels pretty good. Affirmation is not a bad thing.
It's really not. But I know that you're now out pastoring a church, Community Lutheran Church in Las Vegas, which, from my understanding, from what you said, is about 5 miles from Mandalay Bay, where the shooting took place.
That is correct. So, 5 miles east on Tropicana.
Yeah, so we're just real anxious to get some kind of on the ground reports from what the church is doing in the midst of this crisis.
Well, Sunday night, obviously, when 22,000 people were gathered to have a pleasant evening, the image I've been using with my folks has been that there was an act of evil, and pure and simple, and what that person chose to do was push a boulder into the lake that is our community.
Mm-hmm.
And as that lake experienced that explosion, bullets raining down on innocent people, it was pandemonium. The folks, I had some members from our church who were at the concert. They had, some of those folks have had friends who were wounded. One young lady has had a good friend who was one of the victims that was killed in the rain of fire. So it was a horrible boulder that crashed into the lake, but the ripples that it has created have been nothing but good. Mm. In fact, it's been almost overpowering for the city, and I think it's caught people off guard. And it reminds me so much of Romans 8:28. You know, all things can work together for good for those who are in relationship with God. And then I think it's so interesting when people think, well, how can anything good come from this? In the 3 days since the event, the ripples of mercy and grace and kindness that have been emanating from this community has been absolutely overwhelming for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So some examples would be that at Ground Zero, when the firing was taking place, there were people who suddenly chose to be shields. I mean, they chose to put people that they loved underneath them, or they chose to put people underneath grandstands that they were trying to protect. I mean, they didn't go to the concert thinking they were going to be a hero. And yet, in the moment of suddenly bullets are raining down, bullets are raining down on these folks, and they chose to be a hero. There were folks who they interviewed on Monday morning that had a pickup truck, and suddenly the back of their pickup truck, they filled it with wounded people and took them to local hospitals because the EMTs couldn't get to everybody. And they didn't go to the concert thinking they were going to be an ambulance, but they were moved to do that. It was interesting. Somebody on Monday set up a GoFundMe account for victims. And they've been receiving about $1 million a day in contributions. Over 55,000 people have contributed. And there isn't a single one of those folks who on Saturday thought they were going to be contributing to a cause on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I mean, but to me, that's the Spirit of God at work.
Wow.
The Spirit moves people to do things that of kindness, caring, that they never would have dreamed they would do. And this is across denominations. This is across religious backgrounds. I mean, the thing that's so beautiful about when the Spirit's moving, and it really has to say the Spirit's moving in Las Vegas in this the aftermath. But again, the ripples are just going out. So if you can believe this, I heard from people from my youth group from decades ago from Minnesota who contacted me, and I haven't had a chance to chat with you in years, but yet the ripple touched you to contact me.
Yeah. Well, Mark, the verse that I shared yesterday on the show was Proverbs 27:1 that says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." And some of the stories you just shared are really evidence of that. I mean, people did not know they would be doing what they were doing, but they instantly stood up and tried to do the right thing, and their instincts were pretty powerful.
Right. And the thing that's another example was, obviously, with so many injured, blood is a big issue. Mm-hmm. So one of my staff members is 22, wanted to give blood. So Monday, he went down to the blood bank, stood outside in a long line of people for 8 hours. Now, it's still 91 degrees here in Las Vegas. So he said that while he was in line, suddenly restaurants showed up and distributed food to people who were waiting in line. Just gave it to them. People came out of an Albertsons grocery store, and they would hand out water to people who were waiting in line. A store came out and brought out umbrellas to kind of give them some shade, because 91 is still hot and sunny here.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these acts of caring and kindness are going on randomly. People are just coming up. He waited in line for 8 hours. When he finally got to the front of the line, they'd run out of kits. So he didn't get to give. But he said, "I did hand out water all day, and I did hand out food, and I did." So he felt like he was doing something. But did he think on Saturday that he was going to want to stand in line to do this? I mean, it's the Spirit of God, when it's at work, I think, really draws people to be merciful and kind and do acts of caring and kindness that they may or may not have intended early in the day. You know, people. There was a guy who showed up from L.A. who wanted to do something, so he arranged some ExecuJet flights for people who needed to get out of town. And I actually had an email yesterday from a couple who live in Paris, France, who I did their wedding blessing back in 2007 here in Vegas. But they were reaching out in prayers and concern and kindness. I mean, the ripples that have been emanating out from this disaster are all the way to Europe for me.
Yeah.
I'm just one person in the city of a million plus. So.
Yeah. Mark, let me take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd like to continue the conversation. I love the metaphor of the boulder crashing into the water, that being the evil act, and then the ripples of grace and mercy that have emanated from that. I'm talking to Mark Wickstrom, pastor of Community Lutheran Church in sunny Las Vegas. Be back in just a minute. Welcome back to the show. I have on my studio line Dr. Mark Wickstrom, a pastor of Community Lutheran Church in Las Vegas. And we're trying to get a firsthand report as to what the church is doing and how they're making a difference for the people in Las Vegas right now. I know the town must be absolutely rattled by this and the hysteria. But what I love hearing, Mark, is the ripple effect. And I hate to think that it takes a gigantic, ugly crisis for people to start, you know, actively loving each other and caring about each other and doing such selfless acts for one another.
It is an interesting dilemma for us to recognize that we can walk by each other every day if there's not a crisis. But when there is a crisis, suddenly those are people, or those are people with needs. And I think when the Spirit of God is moving, and it does in a sweeping way like this, the ripple effect, I think, really touches people. And I would say there are hundreds of churches in the Valley that have been offering prayer services, and we're doing the same again tonight and tomorrow night. Our youth director had a lot of kids who, her observation I thought was a very helpful one for me. For kids of this generation, this is their 9/11.
This is their
experience of tragedy that's out of their control and kind of, wow, this can happen to anybody, anytime, any place. And so she's been processing with kids and obviously offering counseling, and all of us have been doing that on our staff. But I think what was interesting was she said kids really wanted to do something. And I think that's probably the human response to seeing somebody else's need is, and when the Spirit of God is involved, you want to do the act of caring and kindness. Well, yeah. Kids were too young to give blood. You have to be at least 18.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is they're making chocolate chip cookies. They're making grateful bags. They're making cards of thanks. They're going to put these little bags together, and they're going to take them to the police precincts, to the EMT stations, to the fire stations, and to the hospital emergency rooms to just drop them off and say, thank you. Thank you for what you did.
I'm just,
so to me, it's a wonderful way for kids to do something tangible. And the cookies are good. So, I mean, you know, not going to want to get a cookie.
Yeah, you get a chance to taste some of them just to make sure they're safe to be released into the public.
I made sure I was on that committee that had to make sure these can go out. It's a crummy job.
It is.
Somebody has to do it.
So, Mark, let's talk just a little bit about when an opportunity like this presents itself. The gospel is now something that people may be listening to more readily, or might they be saying, how could a God allow this to happen? Or yes to both.
The fact that there's evil in the world, I send out an email to all of my parishioners just saying evil is everywhere. People can make poor choices, and I think the reality is terrorist attacks can happen in London or Paris, and single folks can make very poor choices in Las Vegas by themselves. I mean, the fact that we have imperfect people everywhere who make imperfect decisions with imperfect information is just a reality.
Mm-hmm.
That is the human condition. Did God cause this to happen? Absolutely not. But once the boulder was pushed, God's presence is felt in the ripples of kindness and caring and the acts of kindness that have been emanating from that event. And they're not going to stop for weeks,
mm-hmm.
or maybe months.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the power of the gospel. No matter how bad the evil was, the goodness that is emanating from it is far more than what anybody would have dreamed or imagined.
Mm-hmm. Mark,
to me, that's what Paul was talking about in Romans, that everything, even though something evil can happen, God can use that to make it good.
Mm-hmm. Mark, have there been messages that have gone up on marquees that would normally be used for advertising a show? Are you seeing that going on in Las Vegas as well?
I have not. Those of us who live in Vegas don't go down to the Strip that often,
okay.
unless we're going to concerts and things.
Yeah.
But I think the reality is the community itself, the newspapers, the coverage that we've received, I believe the president's coming in today. But I think the reality is it's drawn a lot of attention. And I think folks have responded in the community with, what can I do? What can I do to help? There is a genuine desire to help.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the Spirit of God at work in people's lives.
Yeah. Anything else that has gone on in this last several days that really took you by surprise?
I think it was, from my vantage point, seeing so many people going to prayer services. It reminds me of 9/11.
Sure.
When we were all offering, every church was offering prayer services, but people really wanted to get together, and they wanted to pray. And again, there may be people who haven't prayed in years. They may not know how to pray. I send out a little prayer to my parishioners that they weren't sure what to pray for. Here are some things you can pray about.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, pray for wisdom for the doctors and healing for those that are injured, and pray for those that are grieving the death of a loved one. And I also added that we need to pray for strength for the medical people and thank God for the courage of the folks who stepped in and from law enforcement, but also mercy for the family of the shooter.
Mm, yeah, right.
Poor family, they're suddenly blindsided from what they've said. Totally blindsided by actions and activity of someone they thought they knew who had a completely different side of life.
Mm.
So those folks need some mercy and grace particularly.
Yeah. I also saw a story, Mark, on CNN of a guy who said, I clearly went to the concert that night an agnostic, and now today I'm a strong believer in God because there's no way I could have survived it without that kind of protection, that God does exist, and he was looking out for me.
Awesome. And the Spirit of God touched him in a way he didn't. He didn't go to a concert expecting to have a religious experience.
No, that's so true. And I love your metaphor, Mark. I'm going to be thinking about this one for the rest of the day, the idea that the boulder goes into the water, and that's the evil and the pain, but then the ripples continue to be filled with grace and mercy and kindness and people loving each other, and they're just thinking about what they can do to help. It's pretty powerful.
Well, praise God for the image, and more importantly, praise God for the promise that Romans 8:28 gives us.
I love it.
We can expect good to emanate from any evil.
Yes. Now, Mark, before we go, do you have anyone you want to say hi to after so many years here in Minnesota at St. Andrews and Edina and anything else? You just want to say hi to anyone?
Well, I'd love to say hi to all of my daughters who live in the Twin Cities.
Awesome.
I have lots of friends at St. Andrews and at Colonial Church.
And, yeah.
And friends from the old Young Life days.
Yeah.
And special thank you to you, Bill, for reaching out and making a connection out of all these years. And you still have the best comedy act in town.
You are a legend, my friend, and I was so glad that I was
able
to...
Keep the rumor alive.
Exactly. Mark, thanks so much. Have a great rest of the week, and God bless.
Lord bless you, too.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Yep, I've been talking to Mark Wickstrom, pastor of Community Lutheran Church in Las Vegas. We'll take a short break and be back with more.